enterprising ball. Created by Opalsong. Once upon a time, there was a young Vulcan named Spock who dreamed of marrying a prince. Or princess. Mostly he, as a kid, kind of dreamed of marrying someone just like his mom. His mom was really great. But then he grew up and got into science and figured out exactly how the world was. And then the Enterprise happened and Vulcan was gone and, well, life happened. Kirk happened. And Spock no longer dreamed about marrying a prince. Now his dreams were, well, for some reason, vintage cars made an appearance. Nothing about turning into cars at this point, but, well, Spock wouldn't put it past his subconscious. The Enterprise had just finished negotiating a peace settlement between three very angry planets. And they were hosting a ball. Well, they were hosting a party, but Kirk kept calling it a ball and kept quoting a very old human book and, like, calling himself Miss Bennett. It was odd. Anyway, they were hosting a gathering for all of the people involved in negotiating this peace treaty, the leaders of the various planets and the various peace negotiators, and some of the crew as well of the Enterprise, which of course included Kirk and himself. The ball actually went fairly well, aside from Kirk continuing to call himself Miss Bennett and insisting on calling Spock Mr. Darcy. It was very odd, and he really was going to have to investigate this Pride and Prejudice book. Several days later, after finding an electronic copy and reading it, Spock, well, Uhura, after their breakup, they remained very good friends, at one point had gotten quite drunk and told him that he was a bit of a stick in the mud and needed to be maybe more dramatic in his declarations of love, but also that that was not why she broke up with him. That was because he was in love with Kirk. And, well, she wasn't wrong is the thing, and Spock, he was self-aware enough to know that. So after he read the book, he couldn't find a field soaked in the rain, or a small cabin, or any of those places for grand declarations. So he was slightly stumped. Until they were once again on an away mission, and the planet was covered in rain all the time, and generally very peaceful. And, well, Spock saw his chance and took it. Happily, it did not play out like the rest of the book, and Kirk accepted his advances, asking him what had taken him so long. To which he replied that he was waiting for the perfect rainy planet. To which Kirk, well, Spock had seen something like this before, humans falling over due to laughter. It still struck him as odd. The end. Happy holidays, Dr. Fumbles McStupid.